Do you suck with money?
I know I do.
Do you feel stressed out about your finances?
I'm stressed all the time, baby.
Our friend Andrew Thill is the best podcast for you.
Cock of the Walk.
Learn about his path to debt freedom. By following along, you'll learn how to budget, get debt out of your life, and win with your money.
He has cash flow to wedding, word, paid off his car, word, and is nearing in paying off his student loans. Oh, hell motherfucking yeah. $55,000 in just over 2 years.
Goddamn 2 years?
Two. Count them. One, two.
Two.
Mic check. One, two, three. He's crushing it, and so can you, bitch. Search Becoming Debt Free with Andrew T. today to hear his journey to financial wellness.
Cue the air horns.
Financial wellness. You too can achieve it, bitch.
Hey.
Can I get a hi-ya?
A hi-ya?
I'm hanging with the boys.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
You! What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Drop them, bitch.
Come get your digital down.
Guys,
being dudes.
So yeah, and that's how I learned the lesson about why you shouldn't play catch with a cactus.
Cold.
Burr. How do you like those chips?
I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah.
I'm addicted to your love.
What song is that?
Huh? Isn't that Huey Lewis?
Because you're about, like,
addicted
a
to love. No.
Oh, I'm thinking of a completely different song.
I'm thinking about like a female singer.
Mm. Yeah. Da, da, da,
da, da. It's an EDM
dun,
song.
Dun, yeah, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of something completely different.
Bro, Nickelback addicted.
Yo, play
whatever.
The song that we were talking about.
Ew,
I don't know which one you're talking
about. Yo, don't hate, bro. I love Nickelback.
By Florence and the Machine?
No.
Look at this photograph.
That's Nickelback. Dude, Nickelback rules.
This one, Florence and the Machine, Addicted to Love.
Your heart sweats, your body shakes.
It'll waste. Another I want my heart to sweat. It's closer
to the truth to say.
Can't get enough.
You're gonna have to. Well, I've heard of this song.
That's a cover.
On the radio.
Let's get some Nickelback back going.
Bro, it sounded like you were having a stroke, your heart sweating.
No, I won.
I don't know. I
just never made it as a wise man.
Oh, shit.
I couldn't cut it as a poor man. Tired of living like a blind man.
Oh, yeah. Now we're cooking.
Silent out a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me that I have a podcast. This is how you remind me that I've been really good.
Hey yo, for legal purposes, that was a joke.
Yeah.
All right, we're in.
Speaking of what reminds you.
Reminds you of
every time I see a red, your like SUV anywhere on the road.
Like
it reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Like,
anytime.
Oh wow.
Anytime we're on the road, you always see like an old 4Runner.
Yeah. And it's really? Red. I'm like, is that Fabrizio? Let me look at the back. Oh, there's no pug sticker.
You see any?
I love
that's because I stay in front of him, bro.
Oh, he's gapping the stand.
Yeah, I gotta watch your back just to make sure.
Hey. I feel that, though. Every time I see a black Mustang, I'm like, is that Suki?
Eating that Gapplebee's.
Oh, got him.
I think I didn't hear that. Oh, shit. Touch them.
Oh, you didn't hear it? I said you stay eating that Gapplebee's because Fabrizio is always in front of your car.
Damn.
Dude, I always forget we have this stupid soundboard.
Yeah, I know. And then we got my phone connected, so the Which world's our oyster.
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
You okay?
That was my face.
Also, Anthony, we didn't hear your daily of stuff that you come up every week.
What?
Okay, I love you.
Okay, folks, welcome back to Splooge City.
Persian. Ew,
yo. Oh my god, dude! We've been fucking around this whole time. We never introduced guys. Welcome back to the Guys Being Dudes podcast. Joined as always, Anthony Donovan. We got Fabrizio returning as a star guest and the golden boy himself, Suki. Welcome back, fellas.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
You, thank I'm you for having me here today.
Dude, how long were we recording before we even introduced everything?
Only almost 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
That's pretty good for us. I mean, yeah, we usually get sidetracked by tangents and we digress so hard.
But that's the thing, though. Like, it's the first thing we're supposed to do. We're 4 minutes behind schedule.
Hey, progress, not perfection, that's baby. True.
Hey, I mean,
so you want to sit down, dude?
Doing this
put your dick off the table.
We still don't have a solid schedule of, you know, recording, posting.
So. Oh, I got feedback the other day. They're like, "Hey, guys, you know, like, I really like your podcast.
Can you guys please stop now?
I will pay you to stop."
But there was like a but. He was like,
"But
you guys just like stopped being funny. It was just serious." And I was like, "He was like, dude, where's the funny at, man?" I'm like, "All right, that's fair. So we got to be funny now."
Oh, all right.
We can be funny, right?
Mm-mm. I think if I ever try to intentionally be funny, I'm not funny. Like, that's I'm trying true. Too hard.
It has to come natural.
Yeah.
That's why I've kind of like regressed just being a complete asshole 24/7. I'll just roast the fuck out of everyone.
But you're always an asshole 24/7.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, now I'm like really deep diving it, and now I don't apologize for it anymore.
Oh, good.
I never knew you did apologize for it.
Huh?
Who did you apologize to?
not me,
bitch.
You guys.
Oh, okay,
you guys
fuck you
it.
Then, ho.
But like, you know, other people, they'd be like, "Hey, you know what I think what you said about the XYZ, I think it was kind of rude, and I kind of took it personally." And now, you know, before I'd be like, "Oh, man, you know, thanks for
I'm
letting
sorry,
me know.
Man, yeah.
Thanks for letting me know." You know, it's like, I won't make those jokes anymore. Now I look at him in the eyes. I'm like, "Fuck you."
Yeah, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck. Hello?
I'm trying to figure out a
he
joke.
Went the whole alphabet.
He said XYZ, so I was like, all right, you know,
no,
start
I mean,
the
like,
alphabet
I'm just
again.
At this point now where, like, you can't take everything so seriously, bro. Like, lighten up.
All right, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't personal. Like, your intentions weren't there.
Yeah, like, dust the sand off your pussy, bro. Like, fucking get over it.
All right, what's your joke, bro?
You got to think the phrase "take my hand" has a different meaning in the fisting community.
Oh my god!
I think did you not send this to the group chat?
Yeah, I'm like, okay. I'm siphoning through our group chat. Like, come on,
this is the shit I get on a daily message
at like 8 a.m.
someone's big horny at 8 a.m.
It's just what I wake up thinking of jokes. Yeah, so that's for that guy. I think we've checked the block of being funny now.
There you go. Yeah, we're met the criteria.
Is that guy's like, "That's not funny"? I'd just be like, "I
yeah,
nah, just dude, keep saying it to yourself until it gets funny."
The thing with having a filter is just. It's depending on where you're around, like surrounding. If you're in a work environment, of course, you got to have a filter.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to tell my boss like a Holocaust joke. You know what I mean?
That's
like
what the fuck, bro?
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I'm not going to do something like that.
All right.
The thought that that's the first thing that
came to
his head.
Yeah, why the fuck did
you
mean, joke?
Like, you know, I'm on the, like, mindset, like, you know, like, fucked up jokes. You know, it's like, okay, Holocaust jokes. That's, like, off the table at work.
Yeah,
you
know of course.
But
with
the friend group, you know, it might be.
You ever tell a joke so funny that you have to tell it to HR?
It was so good you got to tell it twice.
Yeah,
like when you guys were down at VCU, I felt like you were holding back on so
oh, dude,
many jokes,
I was
man.
So like mentally constipated because there was so much shit I wanted to say.
Yo, that ass
kid who's got the fucking vein in class.
Yeah that was me the entire trip around Suki's like classmates and shit. I was like, I can't say this in front of like these learned doctors because then we're gonna look like the fucking like the bunch of fucking like thumb sucking idiots from fucking Northern Virginia that Suki hangs out with when he's at home.
This is no, what the fuck? Fuck you guys. No, you guys have said,
how are you gonna say what the fuck and then say fuck you and then tell us you love us? Because I thought that was
that's how it is. That's love, baby.
Oh, you're toxic.
The main thing was just like,
how
you on the other, these guys could get away with what they were saying. You
is
have
it because I'm Asian.
He's Asian.
Yeah, like I can't get away with it.
Damn, he.
Oh yeah, happy. happy Asian American Pacific Islander month.
You saying
folks.
He can get away with it because he's white?
What? Yeah,
no,
I can get away with.
He can get away with it because he's built different.
No, he's American Indian, and we got a Hispanic over here.
That's true. I do have my.
Yeah.
So as the Asian, I'm not allowed to say bad shit.
Yeah, I'm there with you, bro.
Sorry. Next time, I'll offer to like fix their calculator or something.
Oh my god.
Jesus. No, the main.
Do you need help with
just...
your calculus, dude? I'm the wrong fucking agent for that shit.
To fix who? Okay, who can fix calculators?
T.I.
Dude, I would tell you to call fucking the Geek
Squad. T.I. the rapper?
Texas Instruments.
Oh, okay.
My God, bro. T.I. the rapper.
That's what T.I. 80 is actually just, yeah.
You know what's funny? I do know, not calculators, I should have said phones. I do know a Vietnamese guy that fixes phones.
He what, turns it off, puts it in rice?
No, no, like take it apart and everything. Like, it'll like put that bitch back together. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
oh, how's he been?
Yeah, he's
he
made good. It sound like I just saw him last night. Guy.
Oh, he came through too?
Yeah, yeah, he came through for dinner and then he left and then he came back over here.
Where'd you guys go for dinner?
We went to this Osteria Marzano.
Oh yeah, I was looking at the menu and I was like, yeah, that's a no-go for me.
Yeah, it was the food was good, the service was I felt like I wasn't coddled there.
They wanted, what do you mean coddled?
Like they didn't give me like the fruit like him. Sir, how is everything?
Were they busy?
Sir, let me suck your cock.
Yeah, I guess they were busy, but we were also in like a banquet room. Dude, you know what's funny? There was like a bunch of fucking kids that were going to prom behind us at like a table.
Oh God!
It's prom season.
Yo,
already?
Did that make you feel old?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like mid-May now. Yeah.
I don't know what that means, dude.
They're gonna graduate next month.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Damn. Okay,
bro. Didn't you go to prom?
I was forced to. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I went to prom.
Wait, was it actually?
Yeah, I went to prom.
He was actually was no. I mean, I know you went, but you were technically you're always saying that you were forced.
Yeah, because I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But when you're in a relationship, you have to go.
You didn't go, right?
And correct. I didn't go. And yes.
Okay. And then you. But, oh, yeah, you did.
But did you guys go to the all night grad party, or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't do that.
I took him along with me.
I did not,
bro. What the fuck? You went to the lame one, and you went to the and you didn't go to the cool one.
Yeah.
They had Galaga.
No.
Y'all was playing Galaga yesterday at the brewery. Hey, look, man. I would have not gone to both, but again, I was in a relationship at the time, and I was forced to go.
Yeah, I know.
And
is that like, tight enough at the bottom?
Should be.
It's like leaning.
I don't know.
Lean on me.
It looks like it's going to fall.
Yeah, it looks like it's about to break.
Not strong.
It actually is going to break.
All right, folks. We got some technical difficulties.
Play something. Play Jeopardy.
Play the sound from Gravity Falls.
We're going to do...
Or the sweet techno from Stranger Things. I'm just listing off all this copyright shit that we're going to get flagged for.
Only if we get caught.
Especially Disney shit? Oh, no.
Hey, if you make a porn, make it to Disney music. Technical problems music going, then I'll help out.
Fuck, bro. It ain't working.
Yeah, tech. I can't even spell technical.
T-E-C-H-N.
Don't care.
Is that in?
Is it in yet?
Is it inside? I hate you, YouTube.
Let up. Suki, let up.
Down like I am.
Too much work. I mean, it'd be cool to like be done by an hour.
Did you knew that we're not gonna be starting by 9:30?
Yeah, I knew because you were
here. That's why I bumped it up another 30 minutes.
Wait, you said 9 o'clock?
No. I said 9:30. It was supposed to start at 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew he wasn't going to be starting at whatever time you put it because he shows up.
We're back, folks.
But I picked him up on the way.
Bitch, I was crossing.
You guys picked each other. Oh, you
No. I literally was crossing the street. I parked my car across the street and, like, right on the crosswalk, he's, like, pulling in and he, like, stops in the middle of the fucking road. I literally opened the door and I was like, God, I really hope it is Suki because it looks like it's his license plate. I just jumped in and he's like, get in the car. I'm like, bitch, I'm already here.
Get in, bitch.
Oh, and then we saw a fat corgi and a pregnant woman. And I was like, damn, they're both pregnant.
I heard you mimic your dog. Or,
you should have yelled out, congratulations to both of you.
No, the human
I'm
was definitely.
I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat.
The human was definitely pregnant.
Okay. I mean, she might have been fat.
What if she just had a tumor?
Asian. Wait, really? Do you know who it is?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, okay. They were walking towards here. Towards this driveway.
Wow, you don't even know your neighbors, bro.
No, I don't, man. Fucking, I stay inside all the time.
Bro, you got to have a housewarming party.
That's they're Asian, if that helps.
That's why I got
to buy. That's literally
wow,
racist.
You're supposed to know all Asians, bro.
I thought there was like an Asian sense or something. We all have senses, don't we?
No.
Hey, I would like to say 99.99% of the human population doesn't have common sense.
Like Gator?
Oh, that's good. I'll give you that.
You talking about like Gator? Like, I can tell, like, yeah.
No, well, no.
Yeah, I think you're like, looking at an Asian person like, yeah, I can tell he's Asian. My Asian radar's going off right now.
By that logic, everybody's got fucking Asian sense.
Whoa. Hey, what's that supposed to mean, man?
You remember his Gator?
No.
Is it on point?
No, it's fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It actually
does
is
he
so
claim
bad.
He has Gator?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listening to this, you don't have Gator.
That man's not coming to the housewarming thing, right?
I don't know. I'm not
going
to go.
Saturday, yeah?
I guess so.
Is it Saturday?
It's Saturday, so 21st. I can't make it.
Okay.
You voted for Saturday.
You dumb bitch.
Yeah, that was okay. The one day you voted for.
All right. You're like, ugh.
You're like, fuck, now I got to commit.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not going on Saturday.
What? You're not going?
No.
Boo.
Shit, man, I might.
Why not?
You already answered. I asked you, I got a grill. Would you be down to cook?
Yeah, I guess so.
Nah, because I'm leaving on the 22nd. Back to VCU. I spend the
hold up.
But it's on the 21st.
Yeah, hold up.
Weed and boys.
Let him finish his train of thought because it ain't making no sense. No common sense again.
Y'all let me fucking finish.
Go ahead, finish.
The day before I go back down to VCU, yeah. I spend that
anyway,
with
Anthony. So like, just kidding.
Yo. You see your chips, bro?
Hey, yo, that hurt.
Let's see how coffee tastes like.
He's gonna start stomping on him. All right, so before, the day before you go back,
you spend it with
my parents.
Aw.
That's it.
Nice.
Why don't you do that on Friday night? It's just a thought. I mean, obviously, you have your rituals and respect you.
It's just always just Saturday.
It's tradition?
It's not tradition. Well, yeah, you can say it's tradition. It's mainly me where I'm just like, I think they want me to be there with them.
Yeah.
On my final day.
Hey, yo, Suki, have you ever made your parents breakfast? I got to know.
No.
Damn, you fucked up, bro. You took too long.
No, I'm thinking about it. I'm like,
have I?
Yeah.
Have you? Made them? Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, every now and again, I'm pretty nice to my family. Like, it's very, like, once or twice a year thing, and I'll be like, all right.
Some might call
so
that biannually.
Much, yeah, Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Oh, not even those.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I'll be like, oh, I haven't, like, done anything for them, I guess, in a year. Like, let me make breakfast for them or something.
What do you make?
Like, pancakes.
Nice. Hey, you're better son than
yeah,
me.
I don't do any of that shit.
I mean, I was a lot better when I lived with them, but now that I don't, I'm like, do I have to see you?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I feel that. Yeah, back when I still lived with my mom's.
Yeah,
my mom.
I tried every now and again. You know,
yeah, like,
I'll cook dinner, but like not breakfast.
I won't do dinner. Yeah. That's too much. I'll just buy pizza. I'll be like, you want wings? All right, I'll order.
The thing is, my parents.
You got wing money though,
bro. Yeah. I'm so mad about
your mom.
That.
What?
That I missed out on the coupes for the Wingstop.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah!
Oh, the coupons.
Coupon.
Yeah, that shit worked, bro.
I thought you said the Ku Klux Klan, bro.
What?
I thought you said the Ku Klux Klan. I was like, what the fuck,
bro? Okay, I'm
we're
not that,
not that kind of podcast.
We're not that. Yeah.
I was like, sir.
I was so upset about that. I was like, oh, the 10 are free.
Free wangs.
Maybe I should order 10 more. And then I ordered the 10 more, and then all of a sudden it was like coupons.
Hey, hey, you remember how we talked about the seven sins the other day? You greedy piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's greed right there.
Greed.
Y'all think you got seven sins? All of them?
I can't name them.
I don't think about it.
No.
Do you know all seven?
I think so.
Envy, name greed, lust, gluttony.
Wrath.
Wrath. Is Wrath one?
Yeah, Wrath is one.
You got two more left.
Come on, bro. Did you not watch Full Metal Alchemist?
No.
First of all, it's the seven deadly sins. What you mean?
That's an anime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, seven deadly sins, but
is that when they
but
like
the homunculus
all this
were also named after the seven deadly sins.
The villains. You're right.
in Full Metal Alchemist. Did you watch that show?
Yeah.
Get the how would fuck you not on my level.
Yeah, he's seen
okay,
it.
Okay, calm down, anime
it.
Hentai.
What are the other two then? Speaking of dang. Hentai, is the Seven Deadly Sins just like drawn chicks with huge boobs?
Oh. Is it all anime huge boobs?
That's also a fair point, though.
Yeah, true.
All right, so fan service, guys.
What you get again? We'll go through it again. Slow it down.
Lust.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wrath.
Yep.
Gluttony. Greed. Envy.
Think of a lazy person.
Oh, sloth.
Yep.
Okay.
And then...
Do you know the last one?
Shit, no, I'm like...
Podcast host.
Pride.
Oh yeah, that's me. Hey, yo. Yeah. I should have thought of myself.
That's what we were talking about, yeah.
Nah, I'm definitely like sloth.
I wish I had seven fingers.
You think you're sloth? Oh, yeah, so we were,
yeah.
we were confused with sloth. I wish I had 10.
Sloth is the hardest one to define.
Yeah. Okay, would you consider this as sloth where you worked a long week or something like that? Just you are having a rest day. Like, you still have responsibilities
God
at
rested,
home,
yo.
But you just, like, your body, your mind is like, bro, let's just lay... And have like a lazy Sunday.
Yeah, that's sloth.
You consider that sloth?
Yeah.
Why?
You got shit to do. You're like, nah.
Yeah, but who's it impacting? Is it only impacting you? If it's just house maintenance.
Yeah, I guess. But do the sins have to affect other people?
I always thought they do. It always seems like it's directed towards somebody else.
No, greed doesn't impact somebody else. It's just you.
Well, until you like,
ever
you're
heard
fucking
of Scrooge,
other people
bro?
Over for your greed.
Yeah.
That's fair, but that's when you've become, when you take it into action.
I think that's what it is. Well, greed where you're just going
to
continue
the
consumption.
Can you Google lust from Full Metal Alchemist? I want to see some boobs.
Finally.
type in rule 34 and
you
then
still
I'm
have that video.
That's how many artists it takes. 34.
Oh my God.
For big boobs?
No,
the website.
Yeah, why is it called rule 34?
I don't know. I don't. Let's find out.
Don't look at me.
I'm not tech savvy, bro.
Called rule.
You still have that video saved of Anthony watching anime, entire, right?
I do.
Okay, good.
I think I do.
Keep it safe. All
right, rule 34.
We'll play
that
as
concept
reception.
Meaning if something exists in real life or is made up, there's a pornographic depiction of it. This includes, yes, but why is it called rule 34? Let's try Wikipedia. That seems pretty safe.
Oh my God, we're really doing this. Okay.
Hey, once you're,
oh, here we go.
To it, you're committed to it.
The origin, according to the Wikipedia. Rule 34 originated from a 2003 webcomic captioned, Rule 34, there's a porn of it, no exceptions. The comic was drawn by Tango Star Eye, otherwise known as Peter Morley Stouter. Damn, they fucking outed him. His depiction... to depict his shock at seeing Calvin and Hobbes parody porn.
Ew, what the fuck?
Hey, bro.
Although the comic faded into obscurity, the caption instantly became popular on the internet. Since then, this phrase has been adapted into different syntactic versions and even used as a verb.
Bro, it wasn't even like good... It wasn't even like good Rule 34. It was Calvin and Hobbes.
That's
gross. It wasn't even like Mrs. Incredible or something. You know what I mean?
Bro, there's Home Alone porn.
What?
There's Home Alone porn.
Like the movie?
Like the kid?
How do you know this?
Macaulay we watched Conklin? It together.
When did
in
I?
College.
Whoa, wait, whoa, whoa, hold on. Whoa.
Hey, yo, what? Why are you acting new?
I was not there.
You were, bro, the whole hall watched it together. Like, pulled it up. Then we saw the fish in the booty hole.
How'd you know the name of the thing?
What time is this? Why? We're going to have to redact it.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. Don't worry, I'll go.
Sir, I wasn't watching it.
Everything.
Sir, you were
I
there.
I was in the same.
You were like, I'm not going to watch this, and tried to walk away. And I was like, nah, we're all here. We're all going to.
Yeah, and I didn't watch it. Y'all were like, oh my God.
I don't want to.
It was in the
that.
Lounge.
Somebody sat
down
and was like,
porn.
Guys, you guys want to watch?
Bro, we're in an all males dorm. What do you expect there to happen?
So you guys, like let's watch
Macaulay Culkin porn.
Yeah.
As that of what him as a child.
What? No, it wasn't like child porn. What the fuck?
Obviously, it's not child porn.
Well, it's Home Alone.
It's not. But Home Alone, the movie.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
How is
yeah.
it Home Alone related?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So it was like it had this
it's
same
like gay
story.
Sex, he fucks the robbers.
No, the robbers were women. So he fucks the robbers. It was straight.
So like hot Joe Pesci as a woman.
Ew.
Yeah. Just some short squat. Yeah, stout.
Yeah, it's like a Danny DeVito looking lady.
I'm here to suck your dick. I know you're home alone. Okay.
Or the whole from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Whoops, I dropped my massive...
my magnum condom for my massive dong. Yeah. Okay, so it was a Home Alone parody porn.
Yes.
Got it. Yes. Jesus, why do we have to go like so bad?
I know, it went all over the place.
And they put a fish in someone's asshole?
Yeah, it was like little tadpoles.
Ew, okay, I'm done.
What the fuck? I told you guys this before. There was like the cereal and milk in the asshole.
I've seen that video.
Dude, No.
Yes,
I don't remember.
That's the shit. Show us.
I don't remember. Like, I mean, it didn't show me. I wasn't there.
I know. But I'm just
for all legal purposes, I did not go to the same school they did, and I was not there in that dorm when they were watching this shit.
Lounge room. Get it right.
Where the fuck you guys are watching?
I was trapped there by my own fruition. Is that the word?
What? Volition.
Fruition.
If something's in fruition, you're hoping that comes to be.
Never mind, unfruition.
What?
What does that mean?
Fruition?
Yeah.
Oh, let me ask you this. Was anyone jerking off watching it?
No.
That you know just casually of. Watching porn together.
He just pulled it up, and we were like, dude,
guys, watch this.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Yeah, that attitude.
It was like, oh, hey, guys, watch this. And then you click play on the laptop.
We all know how so it's kind of... You know,
stop saying his name. We got to go back and bleep all this shit.
Yeah, you're just making my job harder on the back end.
You want to know his last name and his address?
My God.
Good times.
Fucking college, am I right?
What's that fucking song? I love college.
Oh, yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
Like Bryson Tiller or whatever?
No, Bryson Tiller was the don't.
Dude, yeah, I don't fucking know.
Don't.
Oh.
Wait, hey, Suki, question. How many kickstands did you do in college?
Kickstands?
Yeah.
Keg stands.
Oh, keg stands.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. I've only done never
guilty.
Two in my life.
He's guilty, folks.
You never done a keg stand?
No, I mean, I don't drink, so.
But that makes sense. Have you ever done it?
No, dude. Okay. My college was lame as fuck.
Wow. So. You didn't do one?
No.
I'm really shocked by that.
But you saw two girls kiss.
I did.
See?
That was sick.
So as you get to be more adulty, most recently, I did a kickstand at like a baby shower.
Wait,
wow,
what?
That rocks, dude. TFM.
Who's fucking baby?
Yeah,
one of my coworkers.
Okay,
your coworker rocks, dude.
They bought like a keg because their family's pretty big, and I was like, they were like, "Yo, do a kickstand," and I was like, "I don't know. I mean, it's a baby shower." They're like, "Come on, man." I was like, "All right, fuck it, why not?"
So yeah, I'm frat. I earned these letters.
Oh my gosh,
I did that shit. They were like, "I can't believe you did it."
How
I
many
was
seconds?
Like, I don't know.
Pussy.
Bro, I have a video of it.
They didn't count off.
Hey, look, man. I'm like 27 now. I can't do that shit.
We're old.
It just hits different.
SMH. Can't believe it, man. You guys didn't fucking... You said you recorded it?
Bro, they you didn't do any. It. Don't be calling out other people if you didn't do it.
Well, dude, that's the thing, though. That's why I'm like a leader, because I push people to do better.
That's a bully.
Yeah, that's dictator shit, bro.
I mean,
we
could do a keg.
Yeah, it is.
I don't have a gun to your head and be like, you fucking get to the 15 count on that fucking keg stand or I'm going to fucking...
Or you're fucking drop
emotional.
Pledge.
Hey, I'm not... I don't do that shit.
Emotional damage over here, bro.
I think my wedding...
I'm fucking Asian, bro. Don't talk to me about emotional damage, bro. I grew up with that shit.
Trauma is our culture.
I'm fucking numb to that shit, bro. That's why I'm such a dick to everyone else. Be like, why are you being a pussy, bro? That's like me. Like, seriously, I think that's why.
Because you were bullied, so you bully others? How about you rise above
that? I wouldn't say
that.
I don't think my family ever bullied me.
I need some
emotional damage cries in Asian.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking bullying, dude.
I guess.
Yeah, that might get the stank.
I vote we get a keg on the next get together. I won't be at the 21st, so I'm not pushing for that one.
Are any of you guys going?
I can't. I'm out of town.
To what?
That's what I was trying to make.
The house home.
21st?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck? Nobody's going?
I'm not going. No. He's not going.
Yeah.
But everybody else is going.
Yeah, you guys are
going. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go.
Here, I'll tell you. Oh, no, I'm going to tell
you. Going.
Come on, guys. I got to start bleeping.
I was about to say, yeah, stop saying the names.
Oh, sorry. Here. The Asian, or not the Asian, the Hispanic guy's going,
pass
apart from myself.
To
it's too late. I'll just bleep it.
Just wait, why do you bleep people?
Just redact the whole fucking podcast.
Just, you know,
out of respect.
That's everyone people that are coming.
I know respect. Who's going.
Oh, okay.
You got to show me.
Hey, can I read that list? Names real quick? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. This next 10 minutes is just going to be a long censor sound.
Bleepity bleep bleep. Bleep bleep is going and bleep 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 is going.
Go
yours? Oh, those are mine.
Yo, that coffee was actually pretty good. It kind of woke me up a little bit.
Shout out McDonald's.
Shout out McDonald's. Sponsor the pod.
McDonald's does have decent coffee.
Yeah. I drink coffee because of the effect, not because of the taste.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I drink it for I like the taste of coffee.
Okay, yeah. That's alcohol for me. Well, I'll do it for both.
Bro,
that's
K-Cups. Vice versa. Mm. K-Cups like,
are horrible. K-Cups? Yeah, it's bread. It's not good coffee.
I thought
Keurig cups or whatever?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Oh, they're so bad. What flavor did you get?
What
flavor did you get?
Any of the flavors are ass, dude.
Hey, yo, coffee, man, you got to eat booty like groceries.
No, you don't. Yeah, you know if I want to get groceries, I'll go get it from Whole Foods, bro.
You know what? Who actually does do, you know, like the quick cups or whatever, the K-Cups? Nespresso. Apparently, those are actually pretty good.
Yeah, those are. But like,
those are expensive.
But like a Green Mountain K-Cup or a Dunkin's K-Cup. I mean,
just any of them.
Yeah, not very good.
K-Cups, yeah.
They're trash, dude.
I mean, look how much fucking coffee is in that little thing.
Not a lot, yeah. And then it goes by real quick.
You expect it to be like flavorful. Yeah. It's not. You just get in sour water.
Down. Yeah.
And now they're trying to like proprietize it and everything like that. Whereas like, same with printers where.
Listen, you dropping a lot of big words, so I'm going to take that as offense.
Hey, yo, he's in the SATs or something.
Bro, dude, you know the SATs are easy now?
What the fuck does that mean?
Like to us, I would hope so. We're almost 30.
How is it easy for us? We're not about to take this again. I meant for the newer kids. They took out the essay. They took out the writing section. Only thing they have is now is math and reading.
Are you kidding me? Do you know how slow I had to write because my fucking hand's not legible? You sacks of shit.
Do you remember having to like write in cursive to sign? You
got bitch, I already write in cursive. I speak in cursive. I mumble.
For their signature.
Yeah, I remember like filling up that box. I'm like, fuck, I don't have enough space.
I hate it when they like ask you to write your name and there's not enough space because they got four names. I'm like, really, bitch? Like, this is culturally insensitive.
Wait, hold on, going back, did you say you mumble in cursive?
I speak in cursive. It's my speech impediment. I mumble.
How do you speak in cursive? Can you please give us an example?
I don't. It's not intentional, bro. It's my speech impediment, you asshole.
Oh, wait, you have a speech impediment?
Why the fuck
you have
a
speech impediment?
Saturday.
I mean, it hasn't been diagnosed, but
change it to Friday, bitch.
What do you mean?
Like, I just mumble a lot.
Okay.
You know how people are like, oh, I have a lisp?
Come on. Yeah.
So those people, very easy to make fun of, by the way.
What the fuck, Donovan?
Oh, what? Yeah. Okay, no. So
just
I got
change my vote. So live on the pod.
So I've got this one friend, right? He speaks with a lisp. Like sometimes I'll see him and be like, "How are your ESOL classes going?" or something. Like, oh, so okay.
I don't think ESOL is the right word. Yeah, you're looking for, you ass fuck.
That's towards me, man. Not towards him.
I don't know.
I don't even know how you took ESOL.
Why?
Because you were born here.
Yeah, but I wasn't learning English from my parents.
That's fair, actually. I always forget that.
I went into really Head Starter. I went to kindergarten speaking Punjabi.
I didn't take ESOL,
what's wrong with this kid, man? He's not answering to English, and he's not even talking in English.
Like, I was born in a country that's not America.
Yeah.
Wait, so you just be speaking... Hold on. I want to deep dive this for you. Because you say you just in the class just fucking speaking Punjabi to yourself.
Pretty much.
Your white kindergarten teacher is probably like, oh, shit.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's what they were. And then they immediately recommended me for ESOL. Yeah. I started that.
Immediately. Oh, I bet. Like a day one, you're like, hey, yo, we got to get this kid.
We got a code 9.
I'm so surprised they not held me back. That's the thing. Like, I went to Head Starter, but I still don't know what Head Starter is. I think it's pre-K.
Dude, you and I are on the same page right now.
Head Starter? Yeah, I'm trying to get some Head Start right now.
It's called foreplay. Now we're full circle back to Home Alone. Fucking diddling kids.
Oh my God, bro.
Jeffrey Epstein over here.
I'm looking it up.
Do you have tequila on that table, bro?
I do have
some Casamigos.
Hey, what's good?
Oh, I tweeted out like Stouffer's mac and cheese is goated or something.
Did you want some?
Nah, I already drank all.
And they replied
early
back
for tequila, but
tequila sunrise, bitch. Anyways, yeah. Anthony, please go.
Anyway, Stouffer. I tweeted like Stouffer's mac and cheese is good, right? Not adding Stouffer's, but the official count replied to my tweet.
What did he say?
And I replied to them like, "You trying to sponsor my podcast?" And they didn't get back to me, so.
Damn, that's an indirect no.
Yeah, so sorry, team.
It's okay. I appreciate you trying to chase that bag.
Head Starter, or Head Start, promotes kindergarten readiness for children from ages 3 to 5. This program promotes literacy and mathematics skills.
How'd you go to Head Start and you still didn't get no ESOL?
Isn't that fucking Mountain Dew energy drink?
Kickstart. That's what you're thinking. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
Kickstart my heart. Yeah.
Like Motley Crue.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were probably, maybe that's why I was in that program.
They, I guess it fucking works. Since yeah. You get held back.
Yeah. So they probably knew this guy doesn't speak English.
This motherfucker doesn't speak English.
So they put me in Head Start.
They taught this fucking Punjabi kid fucking English in like one semester. Like, damn, that's effective, bro. Not a lick of
bro,
English.
Bro, I was in ESOL in elementary school up until fourth or fifth grade.
God damn.
Yeah.
You have to test out at ESOL?
Yep.
Wow.
This dude really up through elementary school. He's living his life like a Bollywood movie.
Like a Bollywood movie. Yo. This wavelength right here, bro. I feel it.
What's the Indian version of like the Matrix?
Oh, that movie you were talking about where the guy's doing the it's a comedy movie that was made in like 2001, 2002.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking. Like, Suki goes to school. He's like, yo, did you guys see the new Matrix? He's like, I love the dance sequence. Everyone else is like,
what the fuck? Dance number. Yeah, I love Raj Patel in the Matrix.
That's the thing. What? That movie's not it's even Keanu the Matrix. Reeves. It was just the opening scene of a comedy movie.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
They're making fun of the Matrix.
Could be, yeah. They were trying to make it action-packed where he was trying to rob a bank. Okay. So
interesting.
Yeah, so the guy's just doing all those moves, trying to rob a bank.
Dude,
So he's a bad guy?
What? Yeah.
So he's a bad guy? All right.
I just think Suki's showing up to school with his friends, and they're like, yo, man, fucking Neo's so cool in the Matrix. And Suki's like, yeah, man, you mean Gurjeet? But like, yeah.
That's what I just said. I'm like, yeah, Raj Patel killed it in the Matrix. And they're like, you're talking about Keanu Reeves, bro.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, did you guys watch the new one?
Yeah, it sucks.
It sucks?
Oh, really?
It's not good. Oh, yeah, shit, the new Matrix? Sucks. Yeah, it's not good.
I feel like all these like sequels that they make like years later are just not going to be good.
Okay, no. So like when you say it's not good, why?
It's not good. Here's why I don't think it's good.
Like it just completely derails from the original plot or...
Well, because you know, in the third, I mean, this is going to spoil it.
Oh, phone call. Phone call. No, pick it up on related. The pod.
It's work, so I'm not picking
it up. So, you know, in the third one, like, everyone dies pretty much, right? Mm-hmm. But then, like, they get brought back to life. And, like, you remember in the first one, it was like kung fu driven mm-hmm. almost. Mm-hmm. They, at least with Neo, they got completely away with that. Like, Neo has, like the force, and he uses, like, the force. Throughout the entire movie, rather than like sweet kung fu action,
yeah.
So I thought that was lame.
So the fourth one, they just all like just fighting scenes.
It's not all fight, like you
so
know.
Like they step away from his like superpower.
No, like it's all his superpower.
Oh yeah,
because you know I guess because he's the one.
Yeah, I mean why would you?
I don't know.
Do normal kung fu if you got superpower.
Right, if you got the superpower.
You know, because now it's showing like progression of his like how strong he is.
Right, and then
which makes sense.
Was it predictable?
A little bit, because, like...
I think I'll still watch it, just for nostalgia.
Isn't it on HBO Max?
It is. I think so, yeah. All four of them on HBO Max.
Because I heard, like, Bill and Ted was okay, like, the new one that they made. Ghostbuster was ass. The girl version.
Well, they made another girl version. Ghostbusters with Paul kids, Rudd. Right? Yeah. One of the kids from Stranger Things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that show over yet or no?
No, they're pumping out a new season. Oh,
see, okay, the thing is, though, I like the Stranger Things show.
I thought you said you, after a little while, it started getting dry for you.
No.
It wasn't?
I liked it.
There's a show for you like that. That you're just like, oh, it's kind of now getting boring.
Probably like Peaky Blinders.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Peaky fucking Blinders.
I think I asked y'all which one should I watch. I think you said up to season 3. I think that's what you said, or
I think so.
Two.
Like it's around when they when he starts dealing with the Russians.
That's season 3.
Yeah. So like now I'm just like, oh my god. He's like, okay, now he's gonna
end it.
He's gonna fuck the daughter, but then the Russians are gonna like try and fuck him over somehow. And like, yeah, it's just
Tommy Shelby.
I mean, I don't know because I haven't finished it. And I know he gets to America at some point. Yippee! And I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's like,
I really want to watch that show, dude.
The first two seasons are great. I'll say that.
Okay.
The first two seasons are awesome.
Tommy.
I did watch Blade Runner.
The newest
2049,
one?
2049, yeah.
With Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Sigma male.
Have you seen the show they made about it?
The anime?
The Black Lotus?
Mm-mm.
Wait.
The storyline's interesting. The animation sucks.
Is it related?
Dick.
Wait, what's it called?
It's Blade Runner, Black Lotus.
It's an hentai.
Yeah, it's like a 3D, like one of those
But CGI. You have to put Rule 34 after. That's how you can watch it for free.
How is this related to Blade Runner?
It's not. It's just like the setting.
Oh,
yeah, it takes place in the same
world. Yeah, because I was reading the description. I'm like, bro, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
I don't see anything about replicants or anything like that.
I think they're still there, but I don't know. I'm only like two or three episodes.
You've seen the show. I mean, you've seen the movie, right? 2049.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Bro. The Sigma male Ryan Gosling.
I've seen all of them. Yeah. The three boob lady.
Isn't that? Oh, yeah. That's the one with Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to get the Sixth.
Oh.
I was getting that Sixth Sense confuzzled.
Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Willis isn't acting anymore because he had, like, seizures.
I remember on your guys' podcast.
Oh, damn, what happened?
You mentioned that.
He's got a medical condition.
He can't talk anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he's got, like, real mental deterioration.
What was his last movie, Red 2?
No.
No?
He put out some really crappy ones. Like, he put out one where, like, I can't even just, like, remember what happened. It was so bad.
But my girl was saying, he's like, yeah, usually that happens because you have a seizure.
Oh, that's sad.
So he probably had a seizure. Now he's like fucked up.
He's a vegetable.
Yeah. You could say Glass was his last movie.
No.
2019.
He's put out some crappy ones that like we've never heard
of. Like some C-listers.
Yeah, like some real straight to, like if streaming wasn't a thing, this would be like straight to DVD movies.
Hmm.
A DCOM, if you will.
That's sad.
Just like what happened to, what's his name? Nicholas
anyway,
Cage.
Here's
So we never talked about the whole Amber Turd thing.
I don't want to talk about
that.
Here's Nelly Furtado, folks. Oh,
keep
sorry.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Now it's Young Dolph. Rest in peace, Dolph.
What are you looking up, Suki? You still finding movies?
He's trying to look up Rule 31.
2022, he came... I don't know if he came out with a movie or is it going to come out. It's called A Day to Die.
What the fuck? Is that another Die Hard?
Is that another Die Hard?
I'm wondering.
Wow. That'd be kind of cool. That was his last movie. It would be a Die Hard movie.
Yeah, because that's
kind of full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. Connor Connolly has one day to pay $2 million for replication. It came out, they're saying, in March 4th, 2022.
Only 2012.
Man, that did not hit theaters at all then.
Nope.
Straight to DVD / streaming.
DVD, it went straight to streaming, yeah. You can watch it now on YouTube for $4.
Oh, no. It's not even a big streaming. It's
no,
just,
you got to pay it on YouTube.
Reviews are 1 out of 5.
IMDb
3.6 out of 10.
I am double penetration.
Hello?
What?
IMDb.
DP is double penetration.
What did I say?
DB.
Oh, I got my
like
letters
B as in
flipped.
Bravo?
Yeah, I got my letters flipped.
Dang, he looks
sorry, folks.
Old in this, man.
He's old as fuck. Isn't he like 70?
I don't know. So you look that up.
Okay. I mean, he's always been looking old. I don't know. He doesn't look that much different to me.
Bald. He's been
bald.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, damn, he does look older.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. It's the white hair.
It's the beard. It's the white beard.
Oh, what I will say about the Amber Heard thing, though, it's I drove by the courthouse the other day. I'm like, why is there so many people here? And then it clicked. There's a trial going
Can't
on.
Can't believe that's happening here in Virginia.
In our beautiful county of Fairfax.
Bleep that out. I don't want the people to know. I don't know. Part of me was like, yeah, I should go visit just to see if I can get a catch of, A-list celebrity.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, I've been to the courthouse too many times.
The judge is like, hey, Donovan, what are you doing here?
It triggers you. What are you in here for now?
Dude, last time I was there, the judge was like, you're running out of luck. I was like,
damn.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Is that a threat?
I'm trying to stay keep my nose clean from now on. I keep getting reckless tickets, dude. You know I'm on my fourth.
Dude, how do you have a license?
You're going to jail, bro.
Dude, they arrested me twice already.
I know, yeah.
On paper, anyways.
Yeah, on paper. You didn't go to the
When you texted us that, when you're like, oh, guys, yo, this could be, like, actually it. Like, I'm actually going to be in trouble. I was freaking the fuck out. I was literally praying for this
man. I mean, worst case scenario, because, like, I haven't been punished yet. They would have taken my license.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Or restricted license. So I was like planning.
I love you, dog, and I don't wish ill upon you, but I'm like, actions have consequences, and you're an adult.
Well,
so,
yeah,
stop
I made
fucking up.
Yeah, it's cool. I would have been like, man, this sucks, but I'm not going to bitch and moan about it like other people do. You know,
damn,
like, oh,
he looked
like,
right at you,
dude. Yeah, did you see that? No, 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 sorry. I was just talking.
Oh, my God.
He was like,
let me bitch about this right now on the pod.
Hold on, hold on, I was just happening, because you're the most comfortable person to look at right now, because, like, otherwise I got to, like, work. You know what I mean? I can't even see Anthony through the fucking mic stands. So, yeah. So you're the person that I can, like, look at
direct. But you kept that stare for a good while.
No, no, no. I was just, like, explaining to you because you were, like, because you were the one that was, like, you know, it's like, I was so worried about this dude. So, like, I was just talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, like.
Good save, good save. I like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I, like, saw it, and I was like, damn, Donovan, what the fuck?
Fuck, dude.
Well, you gotta text us about that, dude.
Yo, I'm sorry for
and you're like, I'm safe, guys. I'm like, oh.
What? Dang.
Huh? I said, I'm excited for some dim sum.
You're joining
I thought
us?
You said, I'm sorry I sucked dick. And I was like, what?
Just real quietly.
Yeah, guys, so I was like, excited. I mean, you don't have to apologize for that. You do you, boo.
Yeah, but I think we know what time it is, folks.
Dim sum time.
No, the grapefruit sound.
Oh. No.
Oh, do it.
Oh, my God, do dude. It. Can we sample it and then put it as a button?
Yeah,
what episode
totally
was
can.
It?
Hey, everybody raise their hands who's been grapefruited. One, two, three.
Oh, hell yes. I don't even have to find the full video.
Nobody raised their hand.
Stop. Hey, yo, chill. Hey, somebody give me a blanket now.
Episode 67 is still my favorite episode.
Which one was that?
That's the one where I try to do the vaping, the bong noise.
The bong noise.
I drank the water and it went through the wrong hole. And I was,
oh, my God.
And you guys
That's
were dying
what she
out.
Said.
Yeah. And then you did the grape.
What the fuck was that?
The same thing just happened to me.
He's choked?
Yeah.
I thought you did a spit take,
no,
dude.
No, I literally choked.
No, what?
Dude, that was like art.
Hey,
I like
that landed on Donovan. So now you know what it feels like to get splooged on.
Where the fuck went
it? It went
it
everywhere,
went
dude.
To you.
For everyone listening, Anthony fucking choked on his drink and just spit it everywhere.
Oh my God!
You ever
what
see those like
around,
a,
goes around, bitch.
You ever see those archer fish? That's what it looked like. It's just like a stream of water. See, this is why we should be recording for YouTube.
True.
That's my
this
bad.
This is now
I'll
my favorite
up.
Episode.
Oh. Dude, that was instant. Like I literally just fell. And just... Yep.
I saw like the force was so hard that Anthony knocked back, bro. It was like a shotgun.
Oh, my
straight
God.
Recoil.
Oh my God.
You got a towel or something?
No. Yes. Oh, give me a sec.
When she's lying there on the bed.
When she's lying there on the bed just waiting. Is that what you said?
Oh man.
Woo.
It's cleanup time, y'all.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's getting hard.
I think you're not supposed to do that with carbonated drinks.
I was doing it earlier today.
Oh, with that?
Yeah.
Put under pressure.
Yeah, what the put fuck? Under pressure. Hey, Suki's finally sitting down, y'all.
Oh, my God. I was sitting for a while.
Debatable.
Why else do you think the stand's down this low?
Because you're on the floor.
Oh. I have to be up here again.
True.
Oh, man,
oh my God. Broke. I can't wait to go back and hear that.
Just
That's
hear yourself choking.
Awesome. Yeah. Well,
wrong way.
Yes, I'm not the only one who fucked it up.
It too can happen to you, folks. Let this be a cautionary tale. Oh my God,
that was good. I literally see a stream.
Dude, this derailed so hard. I completely lost my train of thought.
What were we even talking about?
I don't even know.
Fuck, man. Short term memory is really
thing.
Concerning.
He's playing like the grapefruit sound. He's like talking about his favorite episode.
Oh, because we're talking about dim sum, and he's like, oh, I thought you said you like sucking dick or something.
Well, he's just very casually like, and I was like,
I thought that's why you spit take, because like you just, it caught you off guard. You're like, what the fuck?
That's why I thought he whispered it, because I was like, oh, he's trying to be low key about his dick sucking abilities.
I want to be very good at it. I can't get the two-hand twist.
I don't know if we've talked about this, but do you guys think you would be good at sucking dick?
Why are we going to talk about this?
I'm just saying, though, like...
Pause?
You know what I mean? Like if you had to, do you think you'd be good at it?
Yeah. I mean, no. Yeah.
I'm with you on that boat. I'd say yes. I would say yes. Suki.
Yeah.
What?
If you had to suck a dick, do you think you'd be good at it?
Like, your options are, you're either good at it or you're bad at it. Which one are you going to be?
I think I'll be bad at it.
On purpose? Okay. Or you'd be like accidentally good?
It's his apathy.
His pride. A gag reflex, bro.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd be bad at it.
Do you guys not have one?
No,
I do.
I just, do, yeah.
Then doesn't that instantly kind of make you horrible at it?
No. I'm gonna not say what I'm gonna say. No,
you're just bad at deep throating.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. You can you can be good at head and not deep throat.
Yeah.
Then no, I'm still not good. Let's go with that. What about you, Donovan?
You already said yes.
You said yes.
Yeah. Wait, I think if it came down to it, I'd just suck a dick. I'd be like, all right.
When would that? I'm gonna put my whole heart in scenario.
I'm not gonna enjoy sucking the dick.
I'm not gonna say I'm gonna enjoy. Exactly.
I'm not gonna be like, daddy, your dick's so good.
But I would just naturally be good at it.
Just naturally good at it.
Damn, your dick's so good.
No. It's the opposite. Be like, damn, this dude never sucked dick before. But
this dick stank.
It's when you go, I never do this. And then you just snatch a soul, bro.
And then it turns into a grapefruit.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I could grapefruit anybody, dude.
Do it, Donovan.
I'm in control.
Do it.
Wait, hey, Donovan, would you grapefruit somebody?
So violent. So angry.
That's assertive.
That's passion right there, bro.
That was not me, by the way.
Hey,
what about you, Anthony? Would you?
No.
Hey, welcome to the club. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll split the table now.
It's us versus them.
So we got half good at sucking dick and half bad at sucking dick.
Let us know who you want to in the comments below.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was watching this video and this guy asked, would you rather? And it's like, if you got a hand job from your grandma, would you want it to be a good hand job or a bad hand job?
So I had to get a hand job from my grandma.
Yes. No matter what. Yeah.
There's no.
I think I'd want it to be bad.
Yeah, let's go with
that. I said good.
Why?
Okay, if you're going to have to get a hand job from like this person anyways, you would want a bad one.
Yes, because I wouldn't want to be thinking, oh my God, I missed that good quality hand
job. Yeah, you're going to get grandma. That high, bro.
Yeah, from my grandma.
Get the lowest. No one forget about
like gam, you know?
Yeah,
what is he thinking?
Like, I don't want to be daydreaming about my grandma's hand job.
That onset Parkinson's jerk.
Oh my God!
What the fuck?
With a little mix of arthritis. Like,
Parkinson. Where does perk come into this?
I meant Parkinson's.
Parkinson's. No, that's an addiction.
That's why she gave it to you.
Oh my God!
For the perks.
For the perkies, grandma's strung out on opioids.
Oh my
stroking
God.
Cock, dude, I bet to get
you,
the fix.
I bet you if you let some of these old ladies at the nursing homes give you a hand job, they might give you some perks for it.
I mean, oh. I'd rather just take their money.
But then you could slang
that's what perkies. A nursing home. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how nursing homes work.
I feel like typically they don't have money because they're like their kids or whoever have like power of attorney. So
yeah, that's true.
All right, deep talk. Would you guys put your parents in a nursing home?
No.
No.
Damn. I'm going to say yes.
Well, it depends. Depends.
Okay, what does it depend on you? For me, it's a definite no.
But. So I'm going to ask my mom if she'll buy me a new car, and if she says no, then
we're going to go on a field trip.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's
no,
like an old person daycare, except you can live there.
It's a playground.
Yeah. You get to stay at after school activities.
Oh, yeah. My God. This is sack.
No.
24/7.
So no, I would never.
Would you pay for someone to like take care of them at their own home?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. If that's an option, then yeah. That's also a lot cheaper.
Then I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so my girl, she works at a nursing home, right? Do you know how much it is, how much it costs a fucking month to live there?
It's like $10,000 or something.
$15,000 a
month. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
$15,000 a month.
To live in a nursing home?
Yeah.
But, I mean, the one that she's at, it's fucking nice, bro.
That's what I was going to say.
The bathrooms look like, it looks like a hotel.
Yeah, it's like rent plus... like groceries plus like
taking care
like
of
taking
but
care
it really
you.
Depends on where again 15,000 right, no.
Yeah.
You said 15,000 a
that's
month.
That's 15,000.
Yeah, so
zero.
That's a high end That's a high end nursing home.
Yeah,
but there's so many other like basic generic nursing homes where it's not even like.
But that's half a good that that's amount. A good number to aim at because if you know only have to spend $10,000, you're like, oh, I saved $5,000, versus like fuck, I only budgeted for three.
Yeah, but there's, like, nursing homes where you only pay, like, maybe, like, 2,000, 3,000
Yeah, like shitty ones.
Yeah.
Grandma's at that point, that's the majority of
nursing homes, unfortunately.
Grandma's getting fucking abused by the CNA.
Yeah, or they just don't really get, when they need attention, they're just ignored.
Yeah. It's not the quality.
Have you guys ever volunteered at a nursing home?
Yes. No.
I did it once when I was pledging.
Wait, why do you have to do it during pledging?
I don't fucking know.
Is it philanthropy?
I think it's like, you know, like giving back community service so that you don't look like a bad frat.
Yeah. Our fraternity made us do that too, actually. Yeah. But,
okay. So like, no. So from what I hear, from like her experience, like she works in like, she calls it the cuckoo unit.
Mm-hmm.
So these, you know, patients, they're just fucking off their shit. You know
dementia.
What I mean? Yeah, like super dementia, like
super dementia is the superpower.
I mean,
I've heard of there's normal dementia, then there's super dementia.
They've got like dementia and shit, and like they can't think for themselves. They don't know what the fuck is going on. Like 99.9% of the time.
Oh,
so like, you know, you were saying like, you know, it's like, oh, like, you know, like they call for help, but nobody really comes to help them. You know, stop. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You did that.
You're like, you don't repeat it.
Maybe that's why they don't go get Hitler. That's why they don't get help.
Now everybody, doing this. Take a fucking picture of you doing that shit.
Anyways, Grandpa's reverting back to his natural state.
Yo. But yeah, so like people will call for help, right?
Yeah.
And
Hilfe.
And they'll show up and be like, "What do you need help with?" And you're like, nothing.
Yeah.
And it'll like, look, okay, well, what the fuck? Like, I mean, she's good at it. Yeah. She's good at what she does because she goes to check anyways and does whatever, you know what I mean? So she hustles like that. But yeah. I know what you're talking about, though. Like, there are other people that show up and they're like, you know, ignore the call button and shit.
Yeah.
Right. That's when it's like a job is a job versus like you're actually care for it. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're going to be in that line of work, you have to be a caring person.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just show up and be like, I just want my money. I'm out. Like,
I mean, that's how she is, but she still does her job. Shit.
Yeah. Right, but she's still caring enough to provide, like, quality service. No,
she doesn't care. She gets paid.
But don't they put
she's a professional.
But they put those patients that do have dementia and everything in, like, a secured ward.
Yeah, they all get stuck on one side of the fucking facility. Yeah.
Where it's actually locked. Like, they cannot come out.
No, I think you're talking about, like, straitjackets or whatever.
No.
That's a psych ward.
That's not a psych ward.
That's what I thought you were visualizing.
No, they are, like, nursing homes where they'll make a single floor just for them.
Yeah.
But it's locked. So only people with an access key card.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes
sense. Key card or, like, a punch number or whatever.
Yeah. Because they don't want them because, again, they don't know where they're at.
For safety concerns,
exactly.
Yeah, and it's hard.
She's had people, like, wander away.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was this one dude. Oh, my God. So there's this one guy.
They were pushing 11 o'clock.
He jumped out of his second floor window.
Nice.
Got up like nothing fucking happened, and then went and bought cigarettes and came back.
Nice.
Wow. He just wanted some.
Yeah, he just knocking at the front door. They're like, "What the fuck? Where the fuck were you?" Like everyone was like freaking the fuck out. Because apparently she saw him fall. She just saw like out the side of her eye, like, vroom. You know what I mean? And she's like, looks over. Didn't see anything. She's like, what the fuck? And goes back.
She thought it was her imagination.
She's tripping. But apparently she saw the dude fall. And he, like, as soon as she looked away, God. He got up and like ran.
To go hit some heaters, man.
Yeah.
Did he get checked out by like the
EMS?
He was
totally fine.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess he like ragdolled falling. He just limped out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I wonder if he was lit.
He just went limp. I mean, it's probably all those Percocets that they're fucking on. Yeah, some of those people, so like they're also split into like two additional groups in like the cuckoo ward. There's like the people that are like, just fucking dope me up until I fucking die, you know, because they don't want to like feel anything.
It's sad.
Yeah, getting old sucks.
Getting old does suck.
But you know what doesn't suck?
I'm glad I'll never be old.
You know what doesn't suck, folks?
I won't let myself get
R&B,
past 50.
Folks, here we go. Got me going crazy.
I'm so glad you guys didn't hear my joke.
You'll hear it. Don't bleep it out.
I just opened my hand. That's too intimate for me.
All right. Shall we, boys? Dim sum time.
Thank you guys.
Dim sum time.
Dim sum time.
Let's go get some dim sum these nuts. All right.
All right.
Okay.
I'm just going to let Fiend and play, and we can just sign off. So,
see ya.
I love you, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Stay lovely.
All right.
Goodbye. Oh, wait. Progress, not perfection, bitch.
All right, whatever.
Excellence is not a skill, it's an attitude.
Don't listen to any of that.
Rock, paper, scissors is harder than it really is.
Yo, just...